This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prime time on Football Friday, 1080 The Fan.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game. Played nowhere else on earth, it is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
This is a Football Friday edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
That's going to make the fucking difference between winning and losing.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. What's going on? It is Friday, Sports Friday. Football Friday, to be exact. We are going to talk college football now.
Yes.
With you on the fan.
Here, now.
Because it's Football Friday.
It's Division
You know what?
Football.
I'm going to cook on your grill.
I'm not cooking on your grill.
You can sleep when you die.
I don't cook. You still don't have a grill. You're back to that.
Mm-mm.
My God.
We don't have one.
That's disgusting.
Isn't that terrible?
It is. It's embarrassing. Yeah. I thought you got one. You didn't have one for a while, and then you get shamed. I thought you got one.
No. You can't shame me.
I thought
anything. Someone
came and gave you a grill.
No. That'd be nice, though.
Huh.
I'd take it if they did.
Mm. Well, I judge you.
It's a dadgum mistake.
Judge away.
Although someone can't come over to your house and cook on your grill now, though. But
do you see the genius?
I don't know if I've ever cooked on someone else's grill.
I did once.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think I'd feel uncomfortable.
I was asked to, it was a party where things were going down.
Oh, yeah.
And they needed help, and I was asked to just put the burgers
on.
Yeah,
you were put in charge.
Yeah, and I burnt them.
To ensure that you've never been put in charge again.
And they were all like, oh, yeah. These are great.
I just don't know if I'd feel comfortable cooking at someone else's house. It would be weird.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Like, if I show up at your house and you're like, hey, do you want to make a pasta ragu? I'm like, what? What are we... No, I don't want to do that.
I have people over so that they can cook me dinner.
That has happened. Someone's come over to my house and cooked before. But, yeah, that's not happening for me.
So, big college football weekend. And on the surface, it's like, I mean, there's some good top 25 matchups, mm-hmm. You know, like LSU and Texas A&M.
Yeah, that's a huge one.
That's a big one.
Absolutely. And then you got, you know, Notre Dame, Navy.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. That, like, outside of, so you've got Oregon, Illinois, mm-hmm. top 25 matchup. You got LSU, Texas A&M. But there's a lot of sneaky upset games.
Absolutely.
Like, there are pitfalls everywhere for some of these ranked teams this week, including tonight, where Boise State goes to UNLV.
Yeah, because Boise State right now, when you look at it, they're licking their chops thinking, hey, group of five, playoff. And, you know, UNLV comes, they're going to UNLV. It's 4-point spread.
In Vegas.
Yeah, and, you know, UNLV hasn't missed a beat since their quarterback basically quit. So I think that's a very interesting game because one of those teams has a real good shot of being in the college football playoff. I mean, no one really thinks that Notre Dame and Navy, Navy or Army are going to end up undefeated. So
who else is there? Like, who else is in the running for that?
the group of five?
It would just be the Mountain West champion, basically, right?
Well, it'd be the Mountain West champ, and then you have the American Athletic Conference. So Army and Navy are both undefeated. Looking at the overall records, Tulane's 5-2, so probably not. Memphis is 6-1. And then those are really only, like, Conference USA doesn't have anyone that's going to sniff that. So, yeah, it basically would come down to the highest-ranked champion between the American Athletic Conference and the Mountain West.
So, basically, this game right here is huge.
Yes.
Is what you're telling me.
This is a potential
for a
eliminator game for the college football playoff.
Playoff. And I just don't see, well, I don't know. Is UNLV, do they have a good defense?
I have not seen.
Because I'll just bet on Genty.
Well, and
do you see what they set the total at for the over-under for his rushing yards for tonight?
No.
Want to take a guess?
I do.
165.
Higher.
Over-under is 189.
It is 190.5.
Boy, I'll take the under all day on that. I mean,
under?
Dude, I'm sorry. Rushing for 200 yards is really freaking hard.
Yeah, but you've seen him.
I know.
He's basically rushing for 150 and then sitting down because he doesn't even have to play in the second half. Well, this should be a closer game. He'll play the whole game. I'd go over.
I don't think in good conscience I could ever bet the over on 180 plus yards. That's
how is the
UNLV has a sneaky good run defense?
Do they?
Yeah,
that's
they're
what I was
like
just looking up.
I mean, granted, this is all relative because of the teams that they play, but it looks like without counting, they're about top 20 in the country, top 25 rush defense.
Oh, maybe I'm just over my skis because I watched Oregon try to stop Genty, and they did a good job on Genty, and he still ran for
200 plus, I think.
Was it over 200?
He ran for a lot.
I think so.
I know that.
You can throw everything. You can play well against him, and he just gets.
Well, he's got a little bit of the Derrick Henry in him, too, in that even when you're containing him, you know that there's a big one coming. It feels inevitable. And Oregon did an okay job against him. I think if you take out the two big runs, I think he still averaged like 4.2 yards a carry. But when you add in the big runs, then you're like, oh, my gosh. So I don't know. I'm definitely intrigued by it. That's just asking a lot because I would assume if you're UNLV, you are just, I mean, I'm sure, but everyone in Boise does this. You just load up, right? You make anyone but him beat you. Mm-hmm. And UNLV can score some points. And Boise's defense is not a juggernaut. So, I don't know. I'm very intrigued by this.
Saturday.
By the way, did you see we were making fun of because the one loss that UNLV has is to Syracuse.
Oh.
They lost a heartbreaker to Syracuse.
Yeah.
It's their only loss.
Kyle McCord's night somehow got worse after we were talking about
it. Yeah, we were joking that Pittsburgh had run, I think, 6 offensive plays and were up 17-0. And McCord had thrown not one, but 2 pick sixes.
And at that point, he had like a -34 QB rating or something?
-36. He had thrown, I think he had completed 3 of 11.
And 2 of them were the other team for touchdowns.
And a third interception. He had 3 interceptions. 2 of them were pick sixes. That son of a gun, with about a minute and a half left in the half, he did it again. He threw another pick six, this time to like a defensive lineman.
He threw 3 pick sixes?
In one half. In one half.
5 interceptions total on the game.
Oh,
yes.
My God. That's amazing. What was the final score?
It was
like 31-6 or 38-6 or something like that. Mm.
I just sat there like in shock.
And UNLV lost to that team?
Yeah, UNLV lost 40. It was like 45, 42, something like that.
Well,
41-13 was Kyle McCord's score in that. And his final line was 35 of 64 for 321.
Okay.
No touchdowns. 5 picks.
And 3 pick sixes.
And 3 pick sixes and a quarterback rating. Although, look, he did bump up his QB rating from -36 at one point to a whopping 21.2.
Wow.
If I told you he had a 21 rating, you're like, oh my God. And I'm like, that was a massive improvement from where he was sitting in the first half.
Well, I'm rooting for Boise State. I like Genty and go Broncos. Okay, so let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll look at Saturday's games. A lot of pitfalls for some good teams.
Absolutely.
Including maybe Oregon. Next on The Fan.
I'm very confident.
Yeah. All right, In the News is coming up next. Ted Wheeler's got 1 foot out the door, but he finally endorses Major League Baseball.
Great timing there, Tear Gas.
Love
it. Hey, better late than never.
Is it?
Yes.
Does it mean anything?
That's debatable, but
well, you can't be like, I'm throwing my full support behind it and I'm leaving in 2 months. Like, what?
Well, he's basically telling the city council, hey.
Yeah, because I'm sure that carries a lot of weight.
Well, you asked. Does it mean anything? I mean, it could, theoretically, it could.
Okay. All right. Theoretically, I like
it. I don't know if it does or not. So looking at Saturday's slate. All right, so a lot of interesting games that maybe don't look as interesting on paper, but I'm telling you, I think it's going to be carnage tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is going to be upsets all over the place. So let's start with Ohio State hosting Nebraska.
Yeah, some of the shine came off of this because Indiana just annihilated Nebraska.
Wild.
Yeah,
56 points. And Nebraska has a good defense.
Yeah, and we thought, and Indiana played with a backup quarterback for a hunk of the time. So, you know.
This is what I'm saying about this weekend. It's like nobody's going to look at that. I mean, it's a 25-point spread.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to look at that and go, Nebraska has a shot. But coming off a 56-7 loss, watch them take that to the wire.
Yeah, it's in Ohio State. It's at the Shoe, so maybe kind of an overlooked game. I think some of the shine has come off Raiola, their freshman quarterback. Looks so good at the start of the year, but he's come back down to earth. 9 touchdowns, 6 picks on the year. And, it's just kind of one of those to keep an eye on because, you know, Nebraska does have some talent. They just laid a giant egg. And so this is the sort of game like where you're like, well, they just got done getting their ass kicked. No one's giving them a shot. And now watch them take Ohio State to the wire.
Notre Dame is playing at, well, they're playing at MetLife.
Yeah.
But they're playing Navy.
Navy. And Navy
spread there is only 14.
Yeah, Navy's undefeated, and you know Notre Dame did lose to Northern Illinois. And by the way, this isn't one of those things where you're like, oh, Northern Illinois, I think has lost like 3 games already. So this isn't like one of those they're having a great year. So I don't know. Keep an eye on that. Riley Leonard is playing a little better for Notre Dame, so maybe they figured some stuff out there. Naval Academy and the Army, like, those can be funky games. You know, they can muck it up a little bit. And, you know, we've seen Notre Dame play some ugly games. But since that loss to Northern Illinois, their offense has been much better.
Well, I'm squarely behind Navy here.
Yes.
Because I don't want a world where we have to come back Monday and go, okay, listen to everybody talk about Notre Dame's back. And because if they pummel Navy... Mm-hmm. That's what's going to start happening. We're going to start to get the Notre Dame love.
Well, I would tell you that Notre Dame, their schedule is very, very favorable. And if this is the offense that they have found, there is a really good shot. They're going to be significant favorites in every game moving forward. And a one-loss Notre Dame, even with that horse bleep loss to Illinois, Northern Illinois, Notre Dame will be in the playoffs. So, and they don't have a conference championship game. So I'm with you. I would love to see Navy just wipe them out.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
Washington's at Indiana. Here's another one.
That's one that I think is this is where I think it's kind of sneaky.
Yes.
In that Washington is not a great team by any stretch of the imagination, but they have a real quarterback. They have a real running back. That Iowa loss is just one of those, what the hell happened? Because up until that point, Washington had looked pretty good. They should have beat Washington State. They should have beat Rutgers. They weren't closing out games, but they were really effective. When you look at like EPA, you look at some of the advanced metrics, this wasn't a bad football team. And then they get drubbed by Iowa. And now Indiana has to, coming off a huge emotional win against Nebraska, which was kind of like the big test. The only thing that gives me pause about this one is if it was in Washington, I would get a little more scared. But keep an eye on that. And by the way, Vegas has set the line. This is only a 6-point game.
Yep.
So keep an eye. Backup quarterback. Washington is not as bad as they looked against Iowa.
Game day's there too.
Yeah. That's one I've got circled.
I bet you Washington gives them fits.
Yeah.
Oklahoma's at Ole Miss.
Oklahoma just has no offense to speak of.
It's a fun game, though.
It is. Do you realize in their last two games that Oklahoma, it's Texas and South Carolina. I know those are two pretty good teams. Dude, they've scored 12 points in the last two games. I mean, they are just,
yikes.
They are anemic. And it's just bad.
And they fired their OC too.
Yeah, they fired their OC. They let Dylan Gabriel walk because they thought that they had the next one in Jackson Arnold. And
they do not.
At least right now. So I mean, keep an eye on that because you know Oklahoma's a talented team. But that one, I think if you're Ole Miss, you're probably okay.
So BYU is an underdog at UCF.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, Illinois is catching 23 at Oregon, but that's one that, you know, I could see them dragging Oregon into some deep water.
Yeah. Well, they play good defense, and they're going to try to muck it up, play low possession game. And for as good as Oregon has been, and they're very efficient, you know, they're not necessarily just blowing teams out. Like, even the Purdue
game.
They don't really have to. They just kind of choke you out on defense, and, you know, it's solid efforts. But, yeah, that is a game that I could see going into the fourth quarter being a 7-to-10-point game and then Oregon pulling away.
Yeah, now are you worried about your Cougs down there in Florida?
I don't like that Vegas. So I have not seen a bunch of Central Florida. I did watch a little bit when they played Colorado, and Colorado housed them. I mean, absolutely housed them.
My Buffs.
Yeah. And then they've lost four in a row.
Do you believe? But
close games, right? They lost by 6 to Cincinnati. They lost by 3 to Iowa State.
And they had no business. They should have beat Iowa State.
They should have beat Iowa State. And what scares the living daylights out of me is BYU is a good team, but look, BYU is probably not the 11th best team in the country. They're not. And the fact that Vegas has set this as BYU, the underdog 2.5, they are begging the public to take BYU, and that scares the living daylights out of me. And when you get a team that keeps losing close games, it just makes me wonder if they're due. So when you ask me, like, what you always do, the Joey Harrington, like, worry meter, my pucker factor, it's like at 8.5 to 9 with BYU on the road against Central Florida.
By the way, BYU could be in a look-ahead spot, too. They play at Utah next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
The big holy war. It's not next week. It's a bye. They have a bye, and then they're at Utah.
Yeah.
But that's their next game.
And then, of course, you know, right after that is the big one, Kansas.
Oh, we play you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, watch out. We're getting it together.
Yeah, you're coming to our place.
And Kansas has a big one this weekend, right?
Kansas State. Yeah, they're going to get drilled.
Started out with such promise.
Missouri, Alabama, huge one for Alabama. They got to have this.
Yeah.
They're 2-2 in the SEC.
Yep. Well, look, Bama's not going to play in the SEC title game, but you're still 15th in the country. If Bama finishes this thing off, and again, you look into the schedule, it's very winnable games.
But it is at the point for them that any loss is essentially elimination.
Any loss is elimination games. You got to get by Missouri, and then you're at LSU, and that's the tough one. But if they can find a way to beat LSU, you feel pretty good. If Alabama runs the table and has the two wins over Missouri and LSU, I think you feel pretty good not having to play an SEC title game and risk that third loss. Alabama can back their way into the playoff, but there is no room for error, and these next 2 weeks are going to be absolutely huge for Bama.
DeBoer is just going to get lit.
Dude,
if they lose this game.
If they lose either one of the next two games and they're eliminated with a month to go in the season, my God, they're going to start burning things down there in Tuscaloosa.
That's why you don't follow a legend
right
there. It's not that he's a bad coach. It's just he's not Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Impossible. Three others.
This next one here, I'm very intrigued by this.
So Texas Vanderbilt.
There you go.
Is, again, another one where it's like, come on.
Yeah.
But Vanderbilt beat Alabama.
Yeah.
I heard some stats about Vanderbilt today. As an underdog this season, they have covered, they're 5-0, and they've covered by more than 20 points against the spread.
Yes.
God.
They're killing it.
Yes.
They're essentially, they run it like a service academy. They go for on fourth and down, fourth down all the time, and they like to chew as much clock as they can and shorten that game up against you and make you really stressed out on offense. They could give some fits to Texas if they're not in the right mindset with their whole quarterback situation
Bama,
and all that.
They beat Kentucky. Their two losses are a field goal to Missouri, which they shouldn't have lost, and then they lost to Georgia State.
They're not great, but they're dangerous.
They're not great, but it is a better... Dave Bartu talks about this all the time. They are a more talented team than anyone gives them credit for. If you put this Vanderbilt squad in the old Pac-12, they'd be the fourth best recruiter. And there is something... like Texas had that vulnerability... spell kind of cast over them. It's like Texas came into this year being like, we're the best team in the country. We're going to bully everyone. You go up and you kick the living hell out of Michigan, which doesn't look that impressive anymore. And everyone's jocking Texas, and Georgia's coming to our house, and we're going to whip your ass. And Georgia put a thumping on them. And I wonder, And then you got the quarterback thing.
So, in other words, like the invincibility.
Yeah.
The air of invincibility is gone.
Yes. And
beatable.
Now,
the other way could be true, too.
Yeah.
You just get a pissed off Texas.
It's possible, but you took your Heisman Trophy candidate quarterback and you tried to sit him down, but the other guy couldn't take it and run.
They're favored by 18.
I am intrigued by this. I will sit down and I will keep an eye on this. I want to see how Texas responds to some adversity because they got punched in the mouth and. I don't know. I don't know what it is about Sark and Sark teams, but I always kind of think that they may be a little soft.
7-win Sark,
and I want to see them. I want to see them bounce back. So I. This is one of my more intriguing games of the weekend.
Then we have Florida State playing at Miami, and we have Penn State having to go on the road to play Wisconsin.
Yeah, and you know me and what I think of Penn State. I just think they're the definition of paper tigers. And
after that whole press conference fiasco this week, I don't know. I'm thinking whiskey might have something for them. Let's see.
I hope so. I hope so.
Well, they're playing a lot better.
They just got some bad vibes right now, Penn State does.
I just do not like Penn State's offense. I don't. I think that Aller is, I know he's better, but the next time he shows up in a big game, someone tell me. And this is a decent game for Penn State. I mean, Wisconsin is certainly no pushover. And you want to talk about look ahead, you know who Penn State has after Wisconsin?
State.
They got Ohio State. So
yeah, they're going to lose.
I'm very intrigued by what this brings to the table. And if I had a monkey paw college football wish list, I want Florida State to beat Miami.
We just rolled, brother.
1-6 Florida State gets right against Miami.
And knocks them out of, I mean, probably not the playoff picture, but.
I just think it'd be funny. Hurricanes, yeah, whatever. And they should have at least one, probably two losses with some of the luck they've had. I just think it'd be hilarious if Florida State knocked them off. And then, of course, we actually have not the upset. We just have the pick 'em game. It's the biggest game of the week. And it's whoever wins has a catbird seat to the SEC title game. And that's LSU, Texas A&M.
Yep, they're playing at Kyle Field.
Yeah, I'm jonesing for that.
Home of the 12th man. Great stadium.
Yes.
Great atmosphere. That'll be fun.
And both, again, written off with bad losses early. And they have looked really, really good since.
All right. Well, good little Saturday.
It is a good little Saturday.
Good
one of the better
Saturday.
Ones we've had.
Coming up next, Ted Wheeler is endorsing MLB to Portland.
On his way out the door.
And bust out those galoshes. In the news is next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are barrel rolling towards the Hot 5 at 5. Another Joey Harrington segment or two discussing Oregon, Illinois. But right now it is October 25, 2024. It is time for the news. I'm your Notre Newsman. Hello, thank you. Thank you so much. Please be seated or stand.
Yeah, whatever.
Perhaps applaud me.
Maybe a squat, if you will.
Squat, yes.
You could owl. Squat. You could plank. Guessing you never owled or planked.
I've planked. I don't know about owl. What's that?
Well, that was the stupid like TikTok challenges, or I guess it wasn't TikTok back then. It was like Instagram, where the owling was where you would perch on something.
Oh,
you'd sit like an owl, and the plank. Well, obviously, you just
sit up on something.
Yeah. You'd like go on like a roof or something and perch. You would owl because we need to make up things to do with our time.
I heard that called gargoyling.
Oh, there you go.
Ah, the gargoyle.
Yeah, the gargoyle.
I want some gargoyles for my front entrance.
Do you?
No.
It would look very awkward.
I don't.
There's a lady that lives a couple blocks down from me that I walk by her house, and it's a nice house. Don't get me wrong. It's the nicest in the neighborhood, but in no way does it fit. It is such a weird, and she's got like nine different themes going on, and she has two like stone or marble lions on her at her door that are probably both 8 feet tall. They're enormous, and you're like, what are you doing? It's just in a nice normal neighborhood, and then there's just this monstrosity of a house. They planted a bunch of palm trees.
Oh, I hate palm trees in Oregon.
Yeah,
why do people do that?
I don't know.
I love a good palm tree, but you can't have a palm tree in Oregon.
I'm telling you, man, it's the most alert, and everyone says the same thing. Oh, that's a nice house, but why? Like, what are you doing here? And that's the thing is, it didn't used to be like that. They took an existing house and then just added a bunch of weird stuff in front of it, including the giant lion statues.
It is National Bandana Day.
Oh, there you go.
I think you should bring back the bandana.
I wear them sometimes when I work out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I sweat a lot. So when you don't have any hair, it's alarming how much sweat pours into your face.
Well, so you wear them on your head.
Yeah.
What if you wore it around your neck like it used to be?
Yeah. Neckerchief? Or what if you did the 80s one where you tied it around your thigh, Bruce Springsteen style? You don't remember that?
No.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
I thought he had it hanging out the back pocket too, or was that just the album cover?
That was the hat. That wasn't
that was the hat. You're right.
Bruce did the around the neck. Bruce would go leather jacket, jean vest over it, and then he would have headband and then handkerchief tied
kind of a working man's ascot situation.
Yeah. Bruce was all about accessories. He was Johnny Depp before Johnny Depp.
It is also Greasy Food Day.
Oh, who doesn't love a big greasy burger? Is that not the greasiest of the foods?
Yeah, you can get some greasy pizza.
Oh, that's true. You know what, though? I like a greasy burger. Too greasy of a pizza,
it's no good.
It's tough.
Like when you soak it up with a paper towel. And
hell yeah, that's good pizza.
It's a little rough. But a nice greasy burger? Now we're talking.
Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler gave his final State of the City address today, or yesterday. And he said, in one of his last major acts, he dropped a stunning announcement.
I love how we're making this stunning announcement.
Setting the groundwork for Major League Baseball in Portland. He said, quote, I'm excited to say that we are also going to formalize our commitment with Major League Baseball. Now, he had a 45-minute speech, and this was towards the end of it, so it's clearly not a huge priority.
Yeah.
But he did drop that in there, and he said, next week, I'm asking the city council to approve a resolution that commits the city partners in the Portland Diamond Project and other partners to move this project forward.
Now, what does that even mean?
Well, I had to ask Barrett that.
Yeah, because it seems like this is just a vague... This is like a scheduling alliance between conferences right before someone screws someone else over. And by the way, the city council and everything else in the mayor changes in 2 months.
Yeah, all this was him publicly endorsing.
Sure.
He was coming out publicly. Like, he has been in their corner.
But won't say it.
But wouldn't say it because...
He's a coward.
For the longest time... Well, I mean, it's political. You're like, for the longest time, when we're dealing with the homeless issue and the, you know, you had the riots and the COVIDs and the, you know, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Ted Wheeler couldn't come out and be like, hey, Major League Baseball. And people are like, what the hell? Who cares about that? I loved COVID. So he had to kind of keep his mouth shut. But now that he's leaving, he's like, come on, let's do this. So I think he really is an advocate. He's been helping them behind the scenes. It's just he couldn't say publicly, and now he has.
Yeah.
What that means? I mean, I don't know.
Probably nothing, but it feels
good. We're
going to
get a bunch of new elected officials, right?
Exactly.
So hopefully they like baseball.
Yeah, that's all you can hope for.
I don't know who...
Because under the new structure, the city council actually has even more power than they had before, which was a ton.
Exactly.
So,
and then the new mayor, I don't know who the most pro-baseball mayor is. Damn it, I've already cast my vote. I should have waited.
Brad Farts.
Who should I vote for? I should have asked Barrett that.
Yeah.
That's Can you own. Unvote to make sure it's baseball-centric enough as your single voter issue?
Well, my ballot sits
Can you unvote?
My ballot sits in the...
Gotta look into it.
...ballot box that is sitting in the parking lot of A-Boy Hardware.
Yeah, it probably is definitely a felony if you try to break in there and get it back.
Yeah, it says it right on there. I think I'm going
to
do it, though.
You should send Sook to do it. He won't look like he's tampering at all.
Yeah. Although
Some
the people,
Washington bro.
Although I'll tell you, the people that are on the lookout for the tampering, they would see me tampering and think it was tampering for them.
They'd be like, okay, we're going to keep a lookout for him, right?
Yeah. I think I could get away with tampering, and they would be like, yeah, it's this guy's cool. This guy looks like he's tampering for the right side.
Bust out those galoshes, Jace.
Ah, for hell's
sake. You got some galoshes over there at the house?
No, I don't. I don't have galoshes. I was trying to think if I, I used to have some pull-on rubber boots, but, I don't.
Some fishing boots?
I do not. I do not have, well, actually, that's a lie. I do have waders, but that seems to be a bit much. Do I need thigh highs?
I think you should bring back the bandana and wear your waders.
They are.
All the time.
They are the,
Specifically at the gym.
I kind of want to wear some waders in here. Pull those bad boys up.
Yeah.
Cruise in. They're like a nice olive green.
Satellite images are showing an atmospheric river whipping towards Oregon.
Boom.
So it'll be here tonight.
Into tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch out.
So the golf game, my buddy literally just texted me and asked if I wanted to play golf at 1 unless it's raining. So... I'm guessing that's
they're saying
probably a no.
Rain tomorrow, Sunday, and weather of that ilk is expected to continue into next week.
Sons of the...
And you should start planning to have Halloween be kind of wet.
Good thing I don't have to go anywhere for Halloween. So, but if you got kids, doesn't everyone do like a trunk or treat now? No one goes.
That's become quite popular.
Yeah. What's that mean?
It basically means everyone brings cars to a central parking lot location and they will decorate their open trunk areas and make themed almost like yards for kids to go trick or treat by. And you can take little kids by like 40 cars in like 20 minutes and not have to go through neighborhoods and blocks and stuff like that. So
look at Halloween evolving.
Yeah. Yeah, they did the old...
That seems like a good idea. Because the kids don't know the difference, right?
I think it's super...
Especially the little ones.
Little
there's something fun being older, like running through the neighborhoods, but like 3 and 4 year olds, they don't need to do
that. Yeah, that's one thing. But if you're like 8 to 10 and your parents are like, we're going to the mall to trick or treat.
To the trunk or treat? No.
Mom,
get out.
Roll it up real tight, bandana style, and cram it. Release me out into the streets. Half the fun of Halloween was being unsupervised in your neighborhood with you and your idiot friends.
You can shove that up your little pumpkin ass.
Don't you remember those days?
Yeah.
They were great.
It was fun.
Yes.
For sure.
And now you have to be supervised.
And scary.
Well, you got to avoid the fentanyl. There's that.
The razor blades.
The razor blades and the fentanyl.
Are we getting those stories again?
Oh, it's only a matter of time. You know,
I haven't heard one of them yet.
Well, but they haven't doled out the candy yet.
Yeah. It's probably coming this weekend, right?
Yeah, but normally we get the fear mongering leading up to Halloween. That somehow the big plot is that for someone that's lived in your neighborhood for 20 years to start handing out fentanyl and other drugs because drug dealers love to give away drugs.
Do you like vegan restaurants?
No, I don't.
Why not? What's the matter with you? You like eating animals?
Yes, I do.
You son of a bitch.
I can't say that I've ever had good vegan food.
Yeah?
They're eating the pets.
What is an example?
I'll do a vegetarian dish or two, but vegan? Yeah, man. I'm out.
What is an example? Like, what is the top vegan dish?
I don't know.
Like, I mean, what is it?
It's some sort of cabbage crunch. I don't know. I can't. Vegetarianism is enough to make me kind of be like, yeah, it's disappointing. But I'll get on board with it. But now we're going one step further with vegan, and I'm out. Vegetarian, yes.
Ooh.
Vegan.
Butternut squash risotto.
Dude, get out of here.
With leeks and spinach, I'm in.
Yeah, there's going
to
be.
Yeah, but if that's the best you've got to offer, a side that's squash-centric.
There's going to be no cream in that. There's going to be no. No. Dude, that risotto is going to suck.
Coconut rice bowls.
I'm reading that guacamole may be the number one most popular vegan dish.
Yeah, I love guac.
I mean, guac's great, but it's a side.
It's a side. That's not a main dish.
It's like a food.
It's like if I showed up for Thanksgiving and you served me mashed potatoes. Yeah, mashed potatoes are great. It's a part of what we're doing here, but that's not why I came. No.
I think I'm going vegan, guys.
Yeah, good luck with that.
No way.
I could get on board with vegetarianism.
I have concepts of a plan.
I like the idea. It lasts like 3 days. Yeah, tofu, that's probably vegan. Tofu sucks.
Why are we talking about this? Oh, Oregon has seven of the top vegan restaurants in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
That is next on The Fan. Well, it's a stupid song. I mean, I love Prince, but When Doves Cry, I've never understood the yeah.
Well, you got me hooked the other, or it was today. Yeah, you came in singing that stupid Marcy's Playground or whatever,
yeah.
And now I'm humming it.
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I've had
He did that to me, too,
worse.
Before you showed up.
And now, like, I found myself, I was like, what the hell are you, why are you singing that?
And well, it's already a song of questionable quality, and then he has this second rendition that's way worse and intentionally worse.
So now I found myself like multiple times today just walking, going,
hang around.
That was on 94.7 when I was driving like, in.
Well, if you want to try and get it off a loop, there's always this.
So you can blame Mark Hamilton. Yes!
True story. And it does feel like a Boys of Fall sort of night. I'm sure there's
boys
high school
fall.
Boys doing things tonight.
I don't know the words to this, though, so I can't really sing it.
It's the dadgum mistake.
I feel that chain. Spot a hush dirt grass.
Go Beavers, how about that?
I'm back
that
in my
fits,
helmet
cleats
and shoulder pads.
Well, my.
I love
standing
cows.
In the huddle, listening to
I
the
love
call.
This remix we're doing.
Heading towards Turnville.
They're eating
Band's
the dogs.
Going crazy for the boys of fall.
It would kill the lesser man.
Didn't let just anybody in that club.
Dude, what an exciting time.
Took every ounce of heart and sweat.
I have a problem with that. They do let everyone in high school. Like, everybody.
Get the Weddles game day jerseys down.
Like, if you show up and be like, I'm here for football, you're on the team.
Yeah, don't I know it?
They want to give everyone a chance to be kings of the school, man.
That's
the boys
right.
of fall.
That's right.
All right, well, one last story for you here on In the News, Nuez, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com, October 25, 2024. I see where Oregon has seven vegan restaurants that made Yelp's list of top vegan restaurants in the United States.
Not going to go to one of them, but
seven.
If you're a vegan in Portland, kick ass.
Yelp said, once a niche cuisine, plant-based food free of animal ingredients is now a top dining trend as more consumers choose diets for a healthier body and planet. And vegan chefs are rising to the occasion, crafting fresh, wholesome dishes and comfort food favorites. In fact, the food they serve earns accolades not only on vegan restaurant lists, but often on regular restaurant lists as well. North Bend's The Tin Thistle Cafe was the top Oregon vegan restaurant on the list, and that is number 26. They serve bowls, burgers, pastries, smoothies, and a rotation of pies and soups.
The pies. We're going to get all fat and sassy. Let's eat some soups. By the way, I love how they always claim that like being vegan or vegetarian is super healthy, and yet a lot of those dishes are just loaded up with all kinds of horrible stuff. And yet, like, if you eat something that's... Granted, there's crappy meat dishes, but there's crappy vegetarian dishes, too. You can't...
Well,
French fries are vegetarian, I believe vegan as well, so...
Well,
just
I always
saying.
See people who have those diets.
Yeah.
and they, if they've been eating those diets for a long time, they look sickly.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
It's like maybe mixing a... I mean, I get it. Like, you don't want to...
No. There
just mixing a steak.
There is valid points.
They're eating the cats.
There's valid points to be made for... for.
We were still playing Boys of Fallen. I didn't know it.
For some health benefits of that, but the idea that just doing that somehow makes you healthy, no. No, no, no.
We also have the Japanese Fusion Spot Veggie Bowl, which is in Oregon City. Mm. That was number 28. Chilango PDX nabbed the 42nd spot. That's in Alberta neighborhood.
Okay.
That is the woman-owned business that serves Mexico City-inspired street food with a plant-based twist. You know, that sounds kind of good.
My cousin, I went to her wedding in Utah a couple years ago, and they had nicest wedding I've ever been to. And so maybe you just got to throw a bunch of money at it, because they had, I don't think it was vegan, but it was vegetarian. They did vegetarian Mexican food, including fake meat, and they had a whole taco bar and everything. And let me tell you, that was really good.
It was good?
It was really, like, when I heard vegetarian Mexican, I was like, oh my God. But that was delightful. Now, they hired one of the best, like, vegetarian chefs, like, in the country to cater their thing.
There you go.
And it was amazing.
I mean, he could have cooked
probably
any cuisine.
Yes.
He's a vegetarian chef, or he's a Mexican vegetarian chef?
He's a vegetarian chef. And I think one of his specialties is vegetarian Mexican food. And it was a whole buffet, and it was the best vegetarian food I had ever had.
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
We also have Portland's plant-based pizzeria, Secret Pizza Society, coming in at number 60. We have Dirty Lettuce.
See, now you're eating fake cheese, and that I can't get behind.
Yeah, you are eating fake cheese.
Right out.
Dirty Lettuce offers Southern dishes like fried chicken and barbecue rib plates. I'm not really sure how, but it was ranked at number 56, and that was followed by Toasty, which is a food cart in Bend that features avocado toasts, burritos, crunch wraps, and nachos. Mm. I'm now hungry.
Yeah, but not for that. I'm hungry for...
Yeah, for the non-vegan version
man
of
food.
That.
Yes.
I'm hungry for man food.
We're going to go get ourselves a Hungry Man during the break.
I'm a man.
But have some Salisbury steaks in a tin tray.
How long do you think you could go vegan?
I mean, if I had to, yeah, I'd be fine.
Well, what if you didn't have to? You just did. Like, how long would you...
Never. I wouldn't do it. Seems stupid and pointless.
What I'm saying, like... What am I saying? Like, you have to.
Yeah.
But...
I can pull the cord at any time?
Yeah, yeah. How long would you...
Maybe a week?
But the idea is you have to put effort to really stay with it.
Maybe a week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, being a vegan seems like a giant pain in the ass. Now, if you said vegetarian... I could make it a lot longer being a vegetarian. But the vegan thing? No. No. I don't even know if I'd make it a week. The pain in the ass of finding stuff that's vegan, I might last 2 days. And then I'd be like, this is dumb and pointless. I'm done.
Somebody texted, I lived with a vegan. It's amazing how good food will taste when you're starving all the time.
Touché.
Look at us just ripping vegans.
Yeah.
And their diets.
And more power to you. Just don't put it on me. I'm not asking you to eat fried chicken and steak. Don't ask me to eat your crappy tofu.
All right, we got to go. That's in the news. October 25th, 2024. Brought to you by The Advocates. Injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Hot 5 at 5 is next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.